Welcome. Then we are ready to start, and welcome to this meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Commission. We meet today to reaffirm our strong continued commitment to Ukraine and our support for a peaceful and diplomatic end to the conflict. There has been some progress on implementation of the Minsk agreements, but the situation is still fragile. Russia has not withdrawn its troops or its equipment. The illegal separatist groups are yet to be disarmed, and Ukraine still does not have full control over its own borders. Ceasefire violations have recently increased, so we see a real risk of resumption of violence. It is urgent that the Minsk agreements are implemented and that they are implemented in full. NATO has been supporting Ukraine politically as well as practically, including by setting up trust funds to enable Ukraine to better defend itself and strengthen and reform its institutions. We strongly encourage Ukraine to continue along the path of reform. Continued progress is essential for a strong democracy, stability, and prosperity. This concludes my public statements and the public part of this meeting. So then I will ask the media to leave, and we can continue in a moment.